If you are here.
Ni orúkọ Jésù.
In Jesus' name.
Bàbá wa àti Ọlọ́run wa dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ yín torí pé ẹ̀yin ló máa ń sọ bẹ́ẹ̀ títí máa ń ṣe
bẹ́ẹ̀.
Lórí náà gbé yín ga ẹgbà ọpẹ́ wa. Fún àwọn gan tí ẹ ti ń ṣe nínú ìpàdé yìí, ògo ni
orúkọ yín.
Bàbá ní ìparí òpin ìpàdé yìí báyìí
Olúwa.
Ọlọ́run gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹni tí máa ń ṣe àṣepé iṣẹ́.
Lord, as a perfect your work.
Olúwa ẹ ṣe àṣepé iṣẹ́.
Do your perfection.
Bàbá Ọlọ́run ẹ̀yin ẹṣẹ èèyàn ẹjú èèyàn lọ ẹjú
gbogbo. You are greater than everything.
Bàbá ní orúkọ Jésù ẹ túbọ̀ rìn ní ìyanu.
And the work in a wondrous way.
Nínú ọ̀rọ̀ yín ẹ ṣe ìyanu.
Lord, perform miracles in the world.
Ẹ fi ara yín hàn.
Ẹ jẹ́rìí
ara yín. Ní orúkọ Jésù Olúwa wa.
For Jesus name.
Akiwa fún ìpele tó kẹ́yìn nínú ìpàdé yìí.
Welcome us to the last segment of this program.
A dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run fún àwọn nǹkan tí Ọlọ́run ti ṣe ní ìpele bíi mẹ́ta tí a ti ṣe kọjá lọ.
We thank God for what God has done in those three stages we have done.
Ní ìpele kẹrin yìí.
At this fourth segment.
Kókó ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run tí a ń gbọ́ tí a fi ń lọ sílé.
The title of the message I think
I know. Ó ní a pè ní ìran àwọn abiyamọ.
What we call motherhood vision.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí gbogbo wa kójọ sọ o.
Let's say it together.
Nínú ìwé òwe orí kọkànlélọ́gbọ̀n.
For the book of Proverbs.
Màá ka ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹwàá.
I read verse 10.
Màá ka ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹwàá.
I read verse 10.
Màá sáré kà nígbà tí ò ń gbé fọ mi ò ní ṣe ògbé fọ rẹ̀.
I read quickly without interpretation.
Títí dé ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkànlé ní ọgbọ̀n.
To verse 31.
Ó kàbáyé wípé ta ni yóò rí obìnrin oníwà rere nítorí iye rẹ̀ ó kọjá iyùn. Ayé ọkọ rẹ̀ gbẹ́kẹ̀lé láìbẹ̀rù. Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni òun kì yóò ṣe aláìní èrè iṣẹ́. Rere ni obìnrin náà yóò máa ṣe fún. Kì í ṣe búburú ní ọjọ́ ayé rẹ̀ gbogbo. Obìnrin náà yóò máa ṣàbẹ́rí kúbùsù àti ọ̀gbọ̀. Ó sì fi ọwọ́ rẹ̀ ṣiṣẹ́ tinútinú.
Verse 10-31.
Ó dàbí ọkọ oníṣòwò. Ó sì mú oúnjẹ rẹ̀ láti ọ̀nà jíjìn rere wá. Òun a sì dìde nígbà tí ilẹ̀ kò tí ì mọ́. A sì fi oúnjẹ fún ènìyàn ilé rẹ̀. Àti iṣẹ́ òòjọ́ fún àwọn ọmọbìnrin rẹ̀. Ó kíyèsí oko. Ó sì mu. Èrè ọwọ́ rẹ̀ ni ó fi gbin ọgbà àgbàrá. Ó fi agbára gbẹ ẹgbẹ́ rẹ̀ ní ọjà. Gbẹ ẹgbẹ́ rẹ̀ ní ọjà. Ó sì mú apá rẹ̀ méjèèjì le. Ó kíyèsí pé ọjọ́ òun dára. Ìdílé rẹ̀ kò kú ní òru. Ó fi ọwọ́ rẹ̀ lé kẹ̀kẹ́ owú. Ọwọ́ rẹ̀ sì di ìráhùn mú. Ó na ọwọ́ rẹ̀ sí tálákà nítòótọ́. Ọwọ́ rẹ̀ ka aláìní. Ó ń kò sì bẹ̀rù òjò dídì fún àwọn ará ilé rẹ̀. Nítorí pé gbogbo àwọn ará ilé rẹ̀ ní àwọ̀ ní aṣọ ìṣẹ́po méjì. Ó ń sì wọn aṣọ títẹ́ fún ara rẹ̀. Ẹ̀wù dáradára àti eléṣẹ́ àlùkò ní aṣọ rẹ̀. A mọ ọkọ rẹ̀ ní ẹnu bodè. Nígbà tí ó bá jókòó pẹ̀lú àwọn àgbà ilẹ̀ náà. Ó dá aṣọ ọ̀gbọ̀ dáradára. Ó sì ta pẹ̀lú, ó fi ọ̀já múre fún oníṣòwò ta. Agbára àti ìyìn ní aṣọ rẹ̀. Òun ó sì yọ̀ sí ọjọ́ tí ń bọ̀. Ó fi ọgbọ́n ya ẹnu rẹ̀. Àti ní ahọ́n rẹ̀ ní òfin ìṣeun. Ó fi ojú rẹ̀ sílẹ̀ wo ìwà àwọn ará ilé rẹ̀. Kò sì jẹ oúnjẹ ìmẹ́lẹ́. Àwọn ọmọ rẹ̀ dìde. Mú sì pé ní alábùkún fún. Àti baálé rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú. Òun sì fi ìyìn fún. Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn obìnrin ni ó hùwà rere, ṣùgbọ́n ìwọ ta gbogbo wọn yọ, ẹ tayọ lórúkọ Jésù. Mo lẹ́ tayọ ní orúkọ Jésù. Àní ẹ tayọ ní orúkọ Jésù. Ẹ ṣe ọgbọ̀n. Ojú dáradára ni ẹ̀tàn. Ẹ wà sí ìdásí asán. Ṣùgbọ́n obìnrin tí ó bẹ̀rù Olúwa, ó ní kí a fi ìyìn fún. Fífún nínú èso iṣẹ́ ọwọ́ rẹ̀, jẹ́ kí iṣẹ́ ọwọ́ rẹ̀ kí ó sì yìn. Ní ẹnu bodè. Kí Olúwa kí ó bùkún fún yín.
Lord bless you.
Lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí.
Once again.
Kókó ọ̀rọ̀ náà tí a ń gbọ́.
The title of the message you are listening.
Ó ní ìran àwọn abiyamọ.
The motherhood vision.
Nígbà tí a bá sọ pé abiyamọ.
When we say motherhood. The mother is not just someone that
can see
and deliver a baby and is caring for the baby. And he cared to, for a baby that is getting
after.
He's not a mother unto God.
So
when we talk about a virtuous mother,
it's
a woman that can begat a kind of a
son that God wants
and can guide the such child
to God. That
guide to the taste of God. Such women are called mothers. They are called the true mother. One may just have a child and guide
it.
Just the whole world the way he likes. God never considered those people as women. Those that can begot a child that they see that God
wants.
And they guide him for God. And their children become the vessels unto God. Those are regarded as women unto God. Like in this program, as we end this program, God shall privilege you to be
his
mother and to have such vision. We have diverse visions. They are the kind of people I call mother. They are different from different visions. What motherhood is that I just told you? It has to do with the kind of vision they possess. Because of this, the proper understanding of the
message,
you shall consider it on three
sides.
The cross of heading, the context and details of motherhood vision. Context and details of motherhood vision. The second of heading, characteristics and prerequisites of a visionary woman. Characteristics and prerequisites of a visionary woman. The third of heading, commendation and privilege for visionary women. The Lord bless you as you hear his word. Context and details of visionary women. I get back to the book of Proverbs. Chapter 29, verse
2.
The way that is not bless he that keeps commandments. When we talk about vision, it's not what someone just perceived. It's not dream. It's not prophecy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But the vision we are talking about is not even the plans. But the vision we talk about, understanding something in an exceeding way, is knowing and fully understanding something.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's like a proper image of something
being
someone have a vivid understanding of it. Someone have a deep understanding of it. When the image is in place in someone's heart. Not a person that puts your search in one's heart. That we have a proper understanding of it. And we deeply understand it. It is in our heart. That's not where we see it. That the vision is being dropped in our mind for understanding. It is called such vision. That person is in such vision. When we make our
mission something,
it's not someone just say it, but it is inner understanding. It is inner illumination. That is called vision.
What
kind of understanding does a woman have that will regard the person as a visionary?
Hallelujah.
Woman? Hallelujah. Visionary woman.
It's
based on understanding what woman is really is. Knowing and understanding who a woman is. Knowing and understanding the reason of a woman. Knowing and understanding the responsibility of woman. What we call mother vision.
Is knowing
and understanding how to go about the vision.
Hallelujah.
It's not understanding how to become a good helpmate for our
husband.
So that will not be a burden or calamity upon
him.
No one shall be a burden upon
him.
It's not how to produce the seed of God on
earth.
Understanding how to care for children unto God. Have many children, their vision are different from one another. A woman that wants to become a good mother and have
expectation,
these are the basis.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Lati le mu ki o ye wa dada.
For us to properly understand
this,
listen to what I'm saying.
Iran abiamo.
Motherhood vision.
Iran abiamo.
Motherhood vision.
O da obirin miran opolopo ninu wa ni o mo nto je.
There are people that don't know what it is.
Opolopo ni ko mo idi ti Olorun fi da.
Some don't know the reason of their existence.
Nigba ti o yo lati mo ko le moju se.
If someone lack it, one cannot know his existence.
Idi re niyi to fi ja wi pe opolopo kan se bo ti wu.
That is why some are just doing what they like.
Idi ni yi to fi ja pe opolopo gbadun oko e.
That's why some put it on. Enjoy your husband. But from this
program,
children will not be the same. We shall enjoy our
husband.
When God created man, I can tell you that.
Look
at Genesis chapter 1 verse
27.
And Matthew chapter 19 verse 4. God created man. The man created by God. God created men and women seed in him. God created them men and women. I want to show you the vision of mothers.
Let's
go to our sleeping shop.
Hallelujah.
Your hand very well.
Amen.
Amen. When God created man, when God created man, the man God created, God created seed of man and woman within him.
Either
exist, he was with the seed of man and woman. God created man and woman within him. Likewise, God created man in his image.
He created them in his image.
He made both male and female. He created them within him. But later, God has said that the man should not be left alone. We must understand that man should not live alone. I must make him an helpmate. He shouldn't be the only one that will be talking alone and playing around. When God decided to make a helpmate like him, God decided to take the woman from man. That I will remove woman from him. I will make it a woman then I will meet together. I want you to look at it. Things that the mother must understand. Something we must understand very well. And we must also tell her
daughter,
that this is the way things are. This is the way things are. If you look at Genesis chapter 2, Genesis chapter 2, verse 20.
Adam
named all the
animals.
And he followed the animals of the feast of the feed. But for Adam, there was no father and help me for him. Verse 21. And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed off with the flesh instead. God take a rib out of Adam and cover with flesh.
He
covered it with flesh. That means God take him away.
He
take away one rib and replace his flesh. And he went out to make a female. He went out to make a female and he brought her unto him so that they live together.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. We are one flesh. We and our husband are one flesh. We come from him.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Listen to me. God created woman because of man. This is the truth. It's not because I'm a man that I'm saying this. I'm telling you because that was the way God created you. God created you because of one man. God created you because of one man. And we must let our daughters understand. There is a space that God wants them to occupy. There is a man with a space that God wants us. And she's the only one that can occupy it. It has its own size. It has a particular space to occupy. It must not be bigger. And not be that small. It must not be that large. And that is why.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Man, our husband and wife are one flesh. God made it so that they live together. Take away woman and he said this together that they should talk together. Hallelujah. Truly God must, man must look at man as his
relationship.
What is that called? This is the part of me that God takes away from me.
Is
the kind that God takes away from me. Therefore, you must take care of her.
Iwe Malachi.
The book of Malachi.
Iwe Malachi.
Book of Malachi.
Ori keji.
Chapter 2.
Eseke Dogon.
Verse 15.
Ma oni onko ati se okan. Beni oni yoku emi oni kini.
Is the residue of the spirit. The residue of the spirit. Is the residue of your spirit. I'm talking about the vision we must have. What is called motherhood vision? Husband and wife is one flesh. The head and the body works together. God created woman to help her husband so as to bring the past vision of God for
him.
God created woman to stand by their husband. God created woman to help her husband. God created woman to advice. Because diverse situations occur on earth that may make one's heart have
despair.
That is why God created woman with man. So that they advise him. So that they console him. When cold of this world
catches
him, God created the woman as a blanket
of the man,
so that talk to him. So what are you like this? Is it because of that failure? That failure is not the end of our life. We rise again. That is he robbed him with people. That is to cover him with a blanket. Another thing we must understand. I see that the physician said it.
When
we get back to male and
female
children, when they were very young, and they are still infants,
we
will not be able to recognize them afar. But when they grow up,
there
will be difference in their image.
There
will be difference in the part of their body. Part of the difference in their body
is
the one that will allow the woman to conceive and to give birth. That was the part of the reason God created woman to conceive for the husband and to give birth and to nurture
child
and to understand the kind of children he has. That is part of the purpose of human creation. Purpose why God created
woman. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woman.
The English doesn't call it woman.
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 Plus man.
Means one plus man.
Okunrin to ni ile omo.
Means a man that possesses a womb.
Womb plus man. That's a woman.
Womb plus man is a man that possesses a womb. Woman.
Woman. Idi to si ti je be.
And the purpose why
it is
so that it is able to conceive and give birth. It's not just to conceive like that. It's not just to give birth. But to conceive the kind of a seed that God really wants
to give.
It's like God created a woman like pork. Here, soup is prepared. The household have their soup. It's like the old pot used in the olden days.
There's
no one drink from other pots except from that Asian pot. God created the womb of a woman like that. That will bring children from his
land.
Bring children from our
own.
It's not only for that.
A
woman must understand the
reason
that God created her to take care of the
home.
In a way that be convenient for the husband to live. Numerous women don't understand this.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You must understand this. A space where God removed woman from a man is beside him. We must understand that. Decide what deciding really means to us. The skull on Adam. God never removed it from his head. God never perforated his head to make a woman. The reason is that God don't want a man to brag that God take me away from your head and brag upon your
husband.
There is open on it. The other man. God never take her out of the
woman's
so that do not be eating her with his hand. So that do not be nodding her.
He
never take her from her
head.
So that will not be trampled upon
the wife.
So that will be eating
her.
But he take her away from his
rib.
They take him from his rib. Faith. It means we must be by the side of our husband in whatever he wants to do. You must be the supporter.
We
must understand what our husband
is.
The reason of his existence.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Motherhood vision.
iru okunrin ti ati ara re jade liloye okunrin ta ati ara jade
have to do with understanding the kind of man where we come from. The man being chosen our husband, you must understand.
Opolopo obirin ni o fara bale lati loye oko e.
Many women did not understand their husband.
Npa be ile ndaru.
Therefore,
you
must be able to understand his husband. You must understand how God is working. She must understand how he talks. She must understand the kind of food he likes. She must understand the kind of education he likes. You know, even
how
you must understand what's making glass. That is what we call human vision.
Amen.
You must understand the vision of the man on earth. And he'll be advising him towards it. He'll be backing him up.
He'll
be supporting him. She will pray for him. That is the ministry of a woman. In that, it become a woman and a woman. In that, he'll be having the great support. Oh, can't you perceive it? And God
said,
it's not proper for a man to live alone.
I will
create a helpmate like him. Someone that will help him to fulfill his mission. God will help him to fulfill what I said in your head. I will create him for him. Hallelujah. What we call vision is understanding all the things. What we are,
that
I'm the supporter for my husband. I'm the backbone of my husband. I should be by the side of my husband always. I'm an advisor to my husband.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You must understand all these things.
You
must understand all
these things.
I'm created to do those things. I'm created to conceive and give birth to the kind of things God has. I'm created to guide my children and nurture them the way of the Lord. What is called the vision of a great mother? Vision of a motherhood. Someone will think, God comes to this world.
We
get married, eat, and feed. Clothe ourselves and engage in
love.
Engage ourselves and we leave. It's not like that. The reason why God created you. The vision why God created you. If a woman lacks this vision, such may not enjoy her husband. She may give birth without enjoying his
that she has.
Because she refuses to understand her husband. She refuses to understand what she needs. So just deliver baby. Look at people that trouble the whole world. If I tell you, won't you get to
me?
They all come from women. Those who that trouble the whole world. And those that design the world. They are being delivered by women. Which one do you call? Who are those we are going to give
back
to? A woman that has vision will not give a
rock
back. A woman that has vision, our husband will not
fail.
A husband, a woman with a vision, will be a backbone. She will be a backbone. She will be a
backbone.
She will be there to support our husband. She will understand our husband. You understand the human vision. You understand the vision of women. Where there is no vision, these people will
perish.
Where there is no understanding of this, the women they make themselves air. And the husband will tell her, it's like you come from my leg. It's like you come from leg. She is saying she come from head. And there will be trouble. Because she lack understanding. If she have exceeding understanding, if she have a great understanding.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
There will not be trouble. There will not be trouble. Look at me. You cannot stand alone. When God said, it's not good for a man to be alone. How much more women? Women cannot stand alone. Woman cannot stay alone. You must stay with your husband.
And
the reason why you must stay with him is to help him, to support him, to help him, to back him up, and to advise him, to fulfill what God has programmed in his life. This is the vision a woman must have. You must know God created me with womb. He's not to conceive the seed of Satan. Many people Satan have sent his seed to them. The reason is because the woman Satan will come send his seed to her. But the woman it would be impossible for Satan to send his seed to her. They nurture their children for God. They program their own. You should understand fully. The way she understand our home will be like Eden. Even when our husband travels, it will be like coming home on time. Because it's a vision. The program of our home, even if they know how to manage, you should know how to manage the little they have. Because the visionary woman has to handle little. You know how to be proper. That will be proper. With the little that they earn, they will eat and they know how to program savings. Even the house and everything should understand. Our husband will be going for like 3 months. The reason why some husband refused to come
home.
The woman that last vision will make his home a home. And the home will very
old.
So that the man will not be enticed to come home. When a man consider outside very
okay,
it's because the, our woman is woman vision. If you have vision, she will make her home like Eden. The heart of our husband will be
at home.
When he go in the morning, we come back at
home. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Eyi la bi bo si abala keji bi ati man ti
an pe ni ran. And
pe
ti
loju oto lori omo.
Oh, having a great understanding about children. If you look at the child, that understanding will from within. That this is what
this is
and this is how to help
him.
How we handle
it.
Understanding what we have. That is vision. Let me tell you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ẹyin ẹ wo àwọn èèyàn tó bí àwọn ọmọ ọ̀tọ̀ọ̀tọ̀.
Look at people that give birth to diverse children, different children.
Gbogbo àwọn obìnrin yìí kò dáa kí èèyàn olóyún ọmọ kó mọ̀ sí mọ́rú ọmọ tó wà nù ẹ̀.
It is not proper for someone to conceive a child without
understanding the child. Ọmọ wà nínú èèyàn fún odidi oṣù mẹ́sàn-án.
Someone that has a conceived for 9 months.
Ó ti tọ́jú ẹ̀ fún bí ọdún mẹ́ta.
And not just one child for 3 months.
Ó ti mọ̀ mọ̀rú tó máa ń jẹ́.
And refuse to understand what the child is. It's a very dangerous thing.
Ẹni ẹ wo ìyá tó bí Jésù.
Look at the woman that.
Ẹ wo ìyá tó bí Samuel.
Look at the woman that gave birth
to Samuel. Kí ìbùdó ẹ wo ìyá tó bí tó bí
Samuel. Even the mother of Samson.
Àwọn ọmọ ti àbí àmọ́ ni wọ́n ti ẹ sì níra.
All these people are good mother that have vision.
Wọ́n lè mọ irú àwọn ọmọ tí ó ti ń bẹ lára wọn.
They could understand the kind of seed they are carrying.
Pé ọmọ yìí ń báyìí ni.
That this is what the
child
is. This is what the child is.
Ìyá tó bí Mose nǹkan.
What of Moses' mother?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
O ìran ló ní ló fi tọ́jú ọmọ lórí ni. Àìmọye ọmọ ẹgbẹ̀rún tí wọ́n bí ma tí wọ́n sì lọ gbé fún Farao.
There are a lot of Hebrew that gave birth to children.
Farao kò ti pàdé bẹ́tẹ̀ bá ti bímọ ọkùnrin ẹgbẹ́ sójò.
Farao declared that you begot a child.
Àìmọye àwọn obìnrin tó bímọ ń dààmú òníran tí wọ́n ti gbọ́
mọ́. Some have casted their children inside the
river. Títọ́ mọ́jọ́ ti fi fọmọ sógun. Sisi ju ọmọ sí
tí ó pa.
Àwọn ti gbọ́ ọmọ wọn sódò. Ṣùgbọ́n bí Bẹ́ẹ̀ni sọ wípé ìyá tó bí Mose.
Moses' mother.
Ó kíyèsí wípé ọmọ tó dára ni.
Because observe that the
very ọmọ tó dára ya ò gbọ́dọ̀ wò nípa tara.
You must not just take
care of him physically. Yẹ́nni pé ó rí nínú ẹ̀mí irú ẹni tí Mose jẹ́.
To see spiritually who Moses is.
Ó lè rí wípé ohun èlò ọlá ni lọ́wọ́
Ọlọ́run. To see that the good vessel of God.
Ìran ni ó ní.
She has vision. That's why she takes care of him for 3 months. She possesses a good vision. That was why break a bed and lay
in.
And through her vision, God has programmed the chief daughter
of
it's the vision that God back up that make them call someone that will take care of the child. A woman that has vision, this child will not
lose.
No matter, there is nothing that can snatch away child from her. There is nothing that can snatch away their child. The vision of mother. Motherhood vision. Some girls think that,
I'll
give back to you, just live on your own. We have been God like that, and they left us alone. You have
believed.
Our mother doesn't believe.
No, what is that?
But we have believed.
I must
have a mother vision.
That'll
take us to
the statistics
and prerequisites of visionary women. What are the features of a visionary woman? If it is a visionary woman that understands, the one that understands himself, if she understands,
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Such woman. Such person. The person with the car. She will not just be moving here and there. She will be very calm. She will carefully look at everything. She will not just talk in it. She will be careful to talk in it. Because it's true understand that she understands. Whenever I want to talk to her husband and children, she will be very calm to talk. She will know the proper presentation because she has vision. That is his character. She will be very calm. She is not at the
end.
She will be, we have endurance. If a woman that you will ask for beer,
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shout
hallelujah. A visionary woman will ask for beer. This endurance has to do when the husband has challenge. The husband that you have may have challenge. Perhaps you have is very rich and later
there is
no one that's never tired. A visionary woman.
This
is the time that you have a great support for him.
You
have a great support. Take care and nurture him back. You will help him. Whenever he's sick, I will take care of him every day. Take care of a good food that we eat in order to recover his strength. Not just because of that
link
in. Because there is no money with not just be giving back to children for this. We only give back to one child for us. The woman that has no vision that will not have
obedience.
Someone that has no vision that will not have
obedience.
Look at lot of men that God has
educated.
From their beginning, they will not have anything.
Hallelujah.
Some women, when they are, some women take care of their husband and become very good. This is a good man. And he took care of him. She was seen before. He was seen before.
He
took good care of him. And he took care of him through his
ambition.
He took care of him through ambition. It's not just like that anyway. For parents and endurance. It has to do with children. Sometimes. At times. Look at
Sarah,
like Anna, Sarah, like Elizabeth. One they have delay for some time. And the delay may be because of
Elizabeth.
There may be some things that God wants together. But some women will just change. They say, let's change our ways. And she will want to test
outside
because she lacks vision. If you have vision, she has to stay. Like Anna said, she will stay. like the visa stays, she also stays. Adam beat Anna as left. You might not hear about her at all. Abraham will not hear about her. Those people don't just say, they are visionary
mothers.
They are good for
parents.
They are
Campus.
They have endurance.
We
want to have vision. We
if
we have what?
One
may give God may give us body as a woman. But the husband God gave to us does not have good status. He's very
pleased.
A good woman. A woman has vision. Even as much as a woman is big, and it's that fat. And she'll be calling her husband Big Daddy. She will not just call Daddy. She will not just be called Daddy. She will add big to it. And she'll be behaving in such manner. His vision. What will happen is that? As you call him big, the husband will become big. Because the great vision of God is like humility. Respect. These are the characteristics of the Christian woman. Humility and respect. We have respect. We carefully listen to our husband. She will know the time that God speaks to our husband. That God speaks to our husband. God, he will know.
And
whenever
you should
be very careful to
observe
characteristics of visionary women. She will not just do things. She will not just go to Daggy to purchase the cloth.
She
will not increase the cloth involved and like nylon.
She will
not just buy a cloth like
this.
She will be doing everything with purpose. She
will do
everything with a dream. She wants to buy cloth, you buy it with a
dream.
She will be sold in a dream way. Because she has vision. She knows where she is. She
knows
who she is. And she knows where she is going.
A
visionless woman with just the prophecy because she lacks vision. She does not know where she is.
A visionless
woman. From an aged woman and very good. Her appearance is like irresponsible person. Because she lacks vision.
So
a visionless woman. We know in her character. We know in her behavior.
We need
a statement of respect because she lacks a vision. Apart from respecting the husband, she will be respecting
her husband.
She will be speaking the word of grace.
Whenever
she wants to include her husband, she will not
cause
them because she has vision. She will talk from the vision she possesses. She will be speaking from her vision. The vision of mother. She will know the calibers of food that will be for her home. The proper food for her home. She will know.
She
will know the actual time to talk to her husband. It's not that you just call the husband when you're
right.
Daddy, I want to talk to you.
That
the moment she come back from God, that very eat. I want to talk to you. And you're just talking like, look at it's someone that is very calm. You just looking. It's someone that is not calm at all. You can just do anyway. Anyhow. Just go and stay somewhere.
But
a visionary woman will know. You know that you're welcome. Come to bathroom, there is water here. The husband is very calm. Eat. Sleep.
Maybe
when she sleep and wake up, and I have something to discuss with you, and now talk. And she will peacefully talk. She will peacefully do what
she wants.
a visionary woman. Part of their character is that they will have deep thoughts. She will not just put a push husband to run
things.
She will be very good to follow. She will not
husband.
She will not
something.
Look at something. She said, I saw an angel. I saw a man that told me one thing. My husband said, go there. And she brought her husband. Later, her husband said,
Daddy
will not die.
He
will not die. Because she has vision.
She
will not die. I don't know if we will die. God will not tell us that we will die. I don't know if we will die. He will not promise us that we have
child.
I don't know that we will die. He will not tell us the kind of child we are. A daddy will not die.
Praise the Lord.
A visionary woman, we have good observation. See, some few men husband died. They don't know. Our husband is very far. Let me ask you. A visionary woman. Do you know the point of bed where your husband ties bed whenever he's fed? When is he fast? Do you know the actual holy feet? Is this the last hole or the second to the last or the third to the last? You don't know. See, some husband will sleep and he gets sick. Some people will say, mother, can't you see that your husband has
said,
what happened that she's sleeping? I don't know. Because she's visionless. If she has vision, she will know. Her husband. You don't used to do your trousers like this. You don't used to tie your bed like this. You don't used to sleep very open like this and snore. What happened? A visionary woman. You'll be able to observe. Even whenever our husband is coming from work, she knows how to work. She knows how he works whenever he's filled with joy. And whenever he's been saddened, she
knows.
A visionary woman will be able to observe like that. He'll be full of observation
for that alone,
even concerning children. She will carefully observe everything. She will carefully observe the husband. Even if you want to feed on Amala or other food, she will finish it. If it is vegetable soup,
he
will eat everything in time. Even with his rice and beans,
you
know how to feed on it. You know the proper way because he has vision. It's not just a mere woman. You have great virtuous women, but you exceed them. You are greater than them.
Daddy,
you used to feed this amala.
Daddy,
but you don't finish this. What happened? You'll be able to know when something is happening. You'll be able to know when you feed it outside. Some people, today, you know everything from the head. You don't know. Some women did not know their husband had close. They don't know. It's only when they have started caught him entirely, then they knew. Concerning children, we are able to notice. Is that what the pastor says?
The
visionary woman will say, leave that husband, talk about my children. Let me ask you,
sir.
You first
is
a visionless man that we put husband matter at the back. Talk about
children.
Anyone who fails on husband can fail on children. That's why he must not fail. Motherhood vision. Never be disturbed with anything. Till you get home, everything will be easy. Nothing will hinder you in Jesus' name. Nothing will hinder you in Jesus' name. Let's consider the children. A visionary woman. Whenever it's not only child in your job, you know the kind of child that. That this is very stubborn. That we know this. Know them. The one that has to be nagged on. The one that refuses to be nagged on. You know those that have to stop. Who knows those that are entitled to fashion. You know those that are entitled to fashion. A visionary man you observe. As he grew up, he will be getting closer to him. He said, you. The more you move, a visionary woman will observe. He said, come on. Come, let me look at your eyes. What is this one you place on your face? I just rub powder. Where did you get the powder? Both the powder. Do you not even consider all those things? Because she's visionless. She just begot the children. I'm talking to her. Motherhood vision. A visionary woman. Will you carefully observe her children? Will you carefully observe the way they walk? The way they act? Whatever is either staggering. I said, do you come? What happened?
Oh, my feet.
You are not stepping with your toes.
Kilo
with your leg. He said, what happened? What is happening? Even if it's a male child, who's done this, you look at all the children. You carefully observe the way he's so strong. The visionary woman, she has the
contact.
She knows the kind of
child
you have. She knows what God wants to make you. Because of that, we're pursuing that thing.
You'll
be able to look at all the children. Whatever the people have said them, the visionary woman. Even the outcall and other things are not in that
day.
We know how every one of them is. The way they snore. Should carefully observe them. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you. About motherhood vision. If we consider looking at their clothes, we look at their phones. We open it. If you don't know how to open it, ask someone to check it for you. What kind of music is listening to, which you share. What kind of images are with, on the phone? What are the letters? What are the messages on the phone? What are the messages in inbox? What is on his WhatsApp? On who's what is he watching? Should we tell everything? It's not illiteracy. It's not illiteracy that hinders someone like that. He's on his vision that are at like that. Have a vision, and if someone is illiterate, he will be able to do it. This is the way I want this child to be. Should be careful. This is the kind of friend I want you to have.
You
know the kind of friend they want that you want to have. She will be able to consider them very well. She will be able to observe all the children one by one. They will recognize them one by one. They will know what they are individually. She will teach them how to talk. And the one that wants to be talking to them, she will know. The one that will be bragging will know how to talk to them. She will consider their
hair.
She will look at their dressing. She knows how to stand by them. That why are you doing this? She will not allow them to do their will. Because she has vision. The characteristics of the visionary woman. They will be full of duty.
They
will look at the proverb that I said.
She
will be filled with duty.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mama.
See that woman.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. She was talking about her husband, her mother. The last born of
money.
Baba.
Different
people talk about their mother. She said her mother is not wicked. But because she's a Ijesa woman, that she's very tough. And they know that she's Ijesa. And the toughness of her mother. You cannot live with her mother and lady. You cannot be idle. You cannot be idle at all. She will not allow you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Those people who are younger than old will be able to fast, pray, and do the outdoor. I'm talking about vision. A visionary woman. Whenever their children are stepping on ground, when they are calling mommy, she will give them duty. as they grow up, they say, you, this is what you do. You, this is what you're going to do. And she might not sleep as well. You're looking at them, watching them. Those that are watching the small plot, those that are doing other things. It's not that they're rubbing iron on their heads. There are lot of children when they go to social institutions. You know the kind of parents they are. They don't know how to stay up. They don't know how to prepare right or accept nodules. And after feeding on nodules, they will feed malaria and typhoid. She don't know how to do it. It's a visionless woman. A visionary woman will take note of them. So you must not do it. Come here. Both the male and female child. She carefully observed all his
houses.
And he divide cost for them. He divide cost for the
household.
He never allowed anyone to be out. He gave all the
office.
He observed the farm.
Osimo, here you are, and you fish me on that jara.
And the plants.
Only only the nigga dile ma.
And
household
and his daughters.
She
gave cause to
her
household.
Of
visionary women. The features of a visionary woman. You be a good example.
Example,
husband and to our children as well. In character.
In speech.
In speech.
In
research. In dressing.
Adura.
In prayer.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Sister Kani.
As a teacher.
Wani. Just a teacher of my Benin.
Is a teacher of a lady at university. And this lady, among all the children, she's different. Even the way she talk. Secondly, the way she
kneels.
She's never worried of kneeling down whenever she sees the teacher. And she traced her to her home. And she could see the parents are people of God. She could see that she learned that name from her mother. That because her mother will live for her husband. It's not that we slept together. And why do we need to kneel? Why don't go to anywhere? We wake up and we have woken up. That is not like that. We say, good morning, sir. We kneel down. And the children can see. The daughter can see. It's part of
the lady's
character. You know, she knows the respect. She never hears
gossip
from anybody. She never hears negative thoughts from anybody. You never see quarrel from anywhere. The visionary woman, she will be a good example. What of worship and service?
Some
are going to school, even if not on Sunday, we will not even know anything. If you think the mother doesn't go, it's only when there is something but a daughter that
a
mother is a visionary. Even after giving birth to her, she will not be at
home.
On the eighth day that gave birth to child, what she waiting for? She said, I used to go to market. I go to market. Why won't I go to the presence of my Lord? At the eighth day, he started going to church.
He
started carrying out to Bible study, started carrying out to revival. She carried out to Sunday service. That became his own attitude. And the child does not even please stay at home. Because he's also honest. Our husband will trust her. She will have a good focus. She will have decision. She will not just buy clothes with all her money. She will not buy food with all her
money.
She will not do occasion with all her money. She will not be pushing her husband to vain and vanity. Characteristics. Attitude.
She
is not based on her physical beauty. What some women consider as their ornaments. They are just wasting of money. You do a kind of a yes eye that we do. A kind of yes eye she will do. And even the eyelashes. They with a nail fixing. And the different cosmetics that we rub on our body. Strong, we mix four creams together. And we mix all the four creams. And we're rubbing it on our body. One cream cost like 1,200 naira. Maybe 1,500 naira. Because she's visionless. She doesn't have a foresight. She has nothing that she possesses. She don't have a good foresight. She don't know where she is. Neither where she goes. She don't know who she is. And you want to become a mother with a vision. You want to become a visionary mother. These are the prerequisites that we make for vision. First, if someone does not have a change of heart to God, one cannot be a visionary mother. It starts from a change of heart. It's have a change of heart to God. It's dedication unto God in prayers and listen to word of God like this, in reading the Bible and meditating at home, and observing the word of God very well. Meditation. If you want to be a visionary woman, you must be able to concentrate ourselves for God in all things. We must not look at the people of the world as a mirror. We must not compare ourselves to the people of the world. Their pursuit is different from what you are pursuing. What they believe is different from our. We are different, we are goat, we are sheep. You cannot see goat and sheep working together. I'm speaking to us. Consecration for God. Another one is dedicating oneself to service unto God. Another one is giving the totality of one's life to Jesus. Another one is being patient to receive guidance from God. All these six things I mentioned, the totality makes one a visionary mother. If you can allow change to happen within your heart, and you can give the totality of your life to Jesus, and you can dedicate yourself in speaking to Him through prayer, meditation, and reading of His word, and observing His word. If you can consecrate yourself unto Him, and you can dedicate yourself unto service for God, and you follow the guidance of God. All these six things we help you to understand things. And the word of God we hear, we read, and we pray. That's where you have a broad understanding than the air. The third that said is very stubborn. It's God that created it. God created it. Even our mother-in-law and our relatives, God created it. It is in all these six items that God will give us understanding of what to do. This is what you have to do. This is what you need to do. This is how you talk to your God. See that stubborn child? This is the way you talk to him. This is how to handle him. This is the way to place things and things are going orderly. It's God that created everything. And he know the key that opened every life. He know the one that locked every life. Anyone that have a change of heart. Anyone who gives the totality of his life to God. Anyone that dedicates. Anyone who consecrates. Anyone that paves way for the service of God. Anyone that carefully listens to the guidance. What will happen is that you have a vision. Vision and become a visionary woman. That takes me to the end. Commendation and privilege for visionary women. For a virtuous woman. The visionary women. The commendation that is for them. The book of Proverbs chapter
28.
Our daughters. And they are blessed. You never had about a child that rise up and cause a mother. So who even said this? You come from this woman. But the visionary women, their children will arise. And they call them blessed. Because you will remember, it's not as you buy lollipop for the child.
You
have trained the children from childhood. Even though the child will be crying, but wherever he grows, when he grows, there will be blessing.
Ah.
That, Lord, I thank you for my mother. Lord, I thank you for the womb I came through. If not by for God through my mother, what kind of person will I be? A child that will become good in this, we have challenge. A child that will prosper, we have challenge. You have mother that when their children are challenging them for sake there, that is, I will not allow you to blame me because she lacks vision. Because she's visionless. But a vision woman, you don't need to wait and endure half of your
life.
You drew that to find your eyes and we call her blessed. It's not that alone. Even her husband, even he's drunk, he's a
drunkard.
Even he's very tough. Even he's a military man. You have to praise. That I thank you. She will praise
her.
There's a numerous man about you, but she is telling. Look at the blessing. Favor is the sea. The beauty is the
day.
You are having eyelashes in the
sea.
Or you are perforating your nose
in the
sea. And beauty is the sea. But a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. A woman that has enough beauty. Have inner beauty. You are dark in complexion. You are glittering. That is not what we are talking about. You have a very coily ear. That is not what we are saying. You are very fair. There is no spot on your body. That is not what we are talking about. But your inner beauty. Your inner beauty.
It
is what the ancient woman used to
beautify themselves.
It's a gift of him from his. My people, my mother. If you look at Psalm 128, verse 1 to 6. There will be blessing for their husband and children. If a woman has a vision, she will be blessing unto her husband. She will be blessing unto her children. If a woman has a vision, she will have a full support on everything they have ever done. If a woman is a visionary woman, she will have a good future. If a woman is a visionary woman, God will not allow because she will
inherit labor.
Because God will not allow her to
die.
She will allow her to eat out of her labor. With a woman has a vision, God will make him overcome that she will overcome her enemy at the gate. The children of a
woman,
not that alone, God will manifest himself unto
her.
Good end that they eat from their labor. God will back up all their own chances at the back of that
prayer.
At the end, they finish well. A visionary woman. God is speaking to us. I spoke to us in the morning about the essentiality of a believer. This is the vision of a mother. This is the visionary mother. She will not just go to market and buy a
she
will not take a child to
buy
father and get a wrong a wrong call.
You
will not say that doesn't mean. A visionary woman. She will not gather teenagers to one room together. The visionary woman. You know, so that does not mean. A visionary woman.
You
will not say as TV watching.
I'm watching start and say this 24
watching the cable TVs.
Do
not be watching TV throughout. Where are you now? Rise to your feet now. Let's all rise to our feet now. A visionary woman. Mother with vision. Vision for mothers. Let's talk to God. Lord. Lord, open my understanding to
quality.
I want to be a visionary mother. Open my understanding to
quality.
Lord, wind me up. Lord, wind me up.
Pray
in Jesus' name. Open my understanding thoroughly.
Jesus,
Jesus, my Lord.